Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning, and welcome to NABWIC Talks. Just like the commercial just said, I have to ask you to follow, like, and share on all your different social media platforms that you're hanging out with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And I'm your host, Jada Williams, bringing you NABWIC Talks on behalf of our National Blog Talk Committee. It gives me great pleasure to always be here hanging out with you. So please follow, like, and share. And you can head over to our website at www.nabwic.org and engage with us. Yep, that's exactly where you can find us, all of our information at. Click the calendar. You can see all of our committees and our different national and local events in your area. But most of all you have to do is click the Join Now button and become one of our newest members. Yep, join us. Become one of our newest members. Get your red shirt, and we cannot wait to see your boots hitting the ground, waving our NABWIC flag, doing the work in the community, in your business, and on your life. But today's show, as always, is action-packed just for you. We have no other than Ursula Odom of Sula 2 Studio this morning, Jackie Perry of JP & Associates, and, of course, the master builder, Ann McNeil herself. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Jada, I tell you all the time, if I were any Jada, I would be you. So I'm doing awesome this morning. Excited to be in the new year and back on the show with you and Ursula and Jackie.
Yes, indeed. Well, Miss Ann, today we, NABWIC Talks, we're kicking off the year like no other and having our national NABWIC Billion Dollar Luncheon coming up soon. So we don't want you to miss out. Our woman in spotlight that will be our next special guest, you have to stay tuned, will be Miss Laura Kelly, the executive director of CFX. Thanks to Miss Ann out waving her flag and our national events committee putting on our absolute amazing events. And Miss Ann, I know you want me to remind our newest members to join us in Orlando, Florida, January 18th for our national reception for our national annual meetings that will be going down on January 18th through the 21st. We definitely want to see you there. All the information is up on Eventbrite. And, of course, like you've heard me say already this morning, go to our website, www.nabwic.org, and engage with us. You can find out all of our dates of our national events, all the details of our trip to Orlando. Snowbirds, come on down. We're ready for you. And the hotel information is available. We're NABWIC, so you know they want us there. You get all the the best discounts and great lodging hanging out with NABWIC and Miss Ann. I do want us to have a special welcome for our newest members. Yep, we are always adding on to our plan. North Carolina has some new members. The North Capital Region, that's our Washington, D.C. area, has some new members. Nicole McKenzie, Northeast Florida Region, that's Jacksonville, with Miss Jackie Perry over there leading the charge with some of our great leaders. Janelle Hatch, welcome to NABWIC World. Jay Brown, welcome to NABWIC World. And Ronaldo Evans, welcome to NABWIC. So, Ms. Jackie Perry, I see you guys are on your way, Ms. Ann, being a chapter. How about that? I know that was one of Jackie's goals, our last NABWIC talk. Well, I won't hold us up anymore this morning. We're going to go ahead, take a quick commercial break, and come back and talk about NABWIC Talk.
Well, my name is Robin Donaldson from Tampa, Florida. My business, Renew Construction Services, we provide construction services, specifically large event cleaning and janitorial services, as well as janitorial supplies. NABWIC saved my life. It gave me life. It blew life into me because I had found myself in school studying for architectural design. And I did not have an exit plan. So anyone out there who is or who has a dream and do not know how to implement that dream, I would highly, highly recommend NABWIC as a place to start, because there you're going to get your foundation. You're going to understand your why. You're going to create a plan. And then you're going to be taught how to implement that plan. And when I started with NABWIC, again, I was in school. I just started the company. I was doing residential cleaning. And as a result of everything that I've learned and implemented, I went from the toilet bowl to the Super Bowl. And I couldn't say it any better than that.
True story. That is Robinson Donaldson sharing her journal. Her journey in an informational commercial. I just love it. From the toilet bowls to the Super Bowls. That's what we do here in NABWIC World. We improve on our everywhere in your aspect of life. Like, you can't get any better than that. And business in your life, in your community. We are advocates in NABWIC World. Listen, this morning, NABWIC talks with engineer, author, and woman in spotlight, Belandra Foster. She is also one of our newest members. Our special guest, Belandra Foster, is the president of BBF, BB Foster Consulting PC, which is located in North Carolina-based corporation providing engineering, facilities management, utilities coordination, inspections, and program management. She also does quality control and technical assistance. Listen, Belandra Foster has many years in construction, and she is a DBE business certified. So please listen in this morning to words of wisdom from Ms. Belandra Foster on NABWIC Talks. Welcome to NABWIC Talks. NABWIC Talks with engineer, author, and NABWIC's woman in the spotlight, Dr. Belandra Foster. Special guest is the president of BBF Foster Consulting PC, which is a North Carolina-based corporation providing engineering, facilities management, utilities coordination, inspections program management, quality control, and technical assistance. BBF Foster Consulting PC is an SBA certified 8A hub zone and DBE company. Ms. Foster has provided management consulting and coaching to various city departments, including transportation and public works. She is the liaison for senior leadership, city planners, and research teams to ensure the company's engineering support and management structure is driving the organization forward with minimal expenditures. Good morning, Dr. Belandra. Welcome to NABWIC Talks. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, indeed, of course. Well, first off, congratulations for being in the spotlight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the honor.
Yes, so, you know, Jackie and I, we get a little stalkerish, so we were all over the internet, and, of course, you sent us your mini bio. So we know a little bit about you. How about you share in your own words, first of all, tell us a little bit about who you are and how it is you came to do what you're doing today.
In brief, I grew up in the Flint, Michigan area. I graduated and went to Michigan State University, obtained my Bachelor of Science in Civil Structural Engineering. When I graduated, I was the only black female graduate that year, actually most of the time there, in the Civil Engineering Structural Program. After graduation, I actually worked for Bechtel Power Corporation as a structural engineer. During college, I actually had a couple of internships, one with Tennessee Valley, one with General Motors. And then I graduated, went to Bechtel. From there, I transitioned into more infrastructure engineering, transportation, where I worked for the Road Commission for Oakland County. And from there, I was recruited to the Michigan Department of Transportation, where I worked in areas such as construction, maintenance, design, and utilities permits. From there, I actually worked, applied for, went through the interview process, and obtained an appointment from Mayor Maynard Jackson, the City of Atlanta mayor at the time, which was a wonderful position, and I still have the connections there from great people to this day. After working there, my husband and I started our family in the early 90s, and when I left and went back to Michigan, I actually started a company and obtained my first contracts in 1998 with my former company. And my first contracts were with the Michigan Department of Transportation and the City of Detroit. I actually started my company to obtain what we now see as flexibility. My husband was an automotive engineer. And those jobs, as you know, are not as flexible. It's more 9-to-5. So I started my position with some great staff, started my company with some great staff, and was able to have the flexibility. I've always had a home office. My sons were born in 1993 and 1996. So, that allowed me to have the flexibility to, you know, transition, be at home, and actually work and have a home office and outside office, and work whenever I needed to work.
Right. All of us moms can definitely understand that.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. It sounds like a resilient career path that you've been on. So right now, what are your areas of key focus in your business?
The key focus is BB Foster Consulting under the umbrella of civil engineering, because I'm a licensed civil engineer in several states. Our program management, we manage a couple of federal programs for the Department of Defense, facilities management, inspection/quality control, project engineering, utility coordination, and then site safety. Those are all areas that we have current projects ongoing.
Wow, and all of your projects are spread out. They're not only just in North Carolina.
Right. I have projects in mostly North Carolina, but in Maryland also, and we're actually waiting to hear back regarding some work opportunities in Virginia.
Exciting. So your 2022 is taking off and continuing to rocket ship upwards. So congratulations there. With all of your projects. Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeed. With all of your projects and activities that you have going on and leading your teams, what is your leadership style when you're working and coming together on these contracts?
Well, I would say my leadership style is a combination, primarily the Stewart leadership style, which is the traits of a detail-oriented, rule-following, and consistent person. And for my staff, I like to create a stabilizing and calming environment for my employees and staff and contractors. But I also have traits of an idealist, which is one who is kind of a high-level achiever, who loves learning and, you know, basically thrives, you know, under a democratic form of leadership, but also has an optimistic outlook. I mean, there are times when, you know, in business where it's somewhat difficult to be optimistic, but always try to maintain, you know, through, you know, faith and prayer also that, you know, that we believe that the outcomes and experience will generally be good or positive. So I would say primarily the steward leadership style with a touch of the idealist trait of leadership.
Great. So with bringing everything together, your engineering background, being a published author, which is exciting in itself because everyone knows, especially NABWIC world, the spirit of the leader, the spirit of the group. We are some readers, so we can't wait to get into that as well. But I just want to know, how did you hear about NABWIC, and in what ways did you believe NABWIC would be a great strategic partner, especially us being new to the North Carolina area?
Yeah, interestingly enough, Ann McNeil and I were connected by a client with B.B. Foster Consulting, which is Gannett Fleming, which is one of our diamond sponsors at the upcoming annual meeting in Raleigh-Durham. So that's how I was initially connected with Ann McNeil, and we actually spoke, I think it's been over 2 years ago now. So that's how we were connected, and I was very interested in NABWIC, but NABWIC at the time did not have a North Carolina chapter. So Ann was able to, you know, we were able to connect on that level, thankfully through, you know, client Gannett Fleming and my colleagues there.
Absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I know that you will be receiving your Woman in the Spotlight, your NABWIC Woman in the Spotlight for
wow.
our billion-dollar luncheon mm-hmm. and transportation opportunities. We are having billion-dollar NABWIC, billion-dollar conversations up here on NABWIC Talks this morning. So mm-hmm. I am so excited for you to be the recipient. And for our listeners, you will receive your award during our, of course, our NABWIC Billion Dollar Luncheon and Transportation Opportunities on Friday the 21st during our virtual luncheon. So please, audience, guests, universe, go over to Eventbrite and register so you can witness this phenomenal lady, Dr. Belandra Foster, receive her Woman in Spotlight Award. And also, Doctor, you will be at the reception, right, at the Embassy Suites, our NABWIC transportation reception, our national NABWIC annual meeting reception. Sorry, I'm getting so excited because I love everything in the transportation industry, especially mm-hmm. getting to rub elbows with resilient leaders like yourself. But our national annual meeting reception is going to be that Wednesday night on the 19th from 6 to 8. So, guys, if you have a chance, please join us at the Embassy Suites by Hilton during Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina Airport, and Briar Creek. If you want to network with resilient leaders like Dr. Belandra Foster.
And that's going to be a great event. That's going to be a great event.
Yes.
For now, but there's also, and also on Friday, the Billion Dollar Luncheon will have excellent speakers talking about upcoming projects. So it'll be a great event for, you know, folks in the industry to definitely attend.
Yes, and with your leadership and being the boots on the ground in that area, we have, just like NABWIC Talks, we are always robust in our programs. And for our loyal attendees of our NABWIC Billion Dollar Luncheons, you know what to already expect. You will be receiving or getting words of wisdom from our Woman in Spotlight. As Dr. Belandra just mentioned, we'll also have some of our guest speakers. But I'm not going to give you all the tea on NABWIC Talks. I'm going to make you do some homework on your own. Mm-hmm. Please go and register for our billion-dollar luncheon and our NABWIC reception. We'd love to see you there. And also in some NABWIC news that you could absolutely use. Outside of that, we want to give you special thanks to our sponsors, our event sponsors, CMTS and Gamut Flemings, as always, for partnering with us during these events. So, Dr. Foster, as we are wrapping up the show this morning, I know you have a book. You are very busy in the community. You work with a lot of leaders. What do you do as a leader in business and in the community to help encourage individuals to go into the construction industry and specifically transportation?
Oh, yes. I was recently appointed nominated and appointed as an ASCE fellow, and I just started volunteering as the North Carolina A&T American Society of Civil Engineers Northern Branch Liaison. So that should be able to present opportunities to, you know, assist students and folks coming up in the industry, giving advice as far as industry, professional, the civil engineering and engineering industry, professional service industry as a whole. I'm also an International Coach Federation and ACC certified coach, and I've been providing leadership coaching for the past several years to Queens University in Charlotte, North Carolina, and also volunteering as a coach to the ASCE Mentor Match Program. So those are all things I'm currently doing, you know, I have to have good time management. those are things I find great joy in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there it is. As Ann said in the beginning, you are not just talking the talk, but you are walking the walk. So, yes, love your energy and your activity that you have going on and being a pillar in the community. Now, Ms. Belandria, I have to get in your grits just a little bit, get some of your secret sauce. Are you ready for the hard questions?
Okay.
So share with us your favorite book or author. What are you currently reading that keeps your mojo going?
Okay, I'm currently reading Across That Bridge by the great Congressman John Lewis. And I'm also, my next book that I'm actually starting right after that is called Cells Are the New Cure by Sanjay Gupta. I'm researching, my son has an ongoing illness for the past 11 years, so we're looking at stem cell treatment. So that's one book that I'll be, that I've just started, but actually I'm finishing up the Across That Bridge by John Lewis. The last book I completed was called Zero Day by David Baldacci. And one of my favorite books, but one of the toughest reads I've ever had, is called Devil in the Grove by Gilbert King. And that book actually discusses, so it's with Thurgood Marshall, and he was attorney in defense of four young black men in Lake County, Florida, who were accused of rape in 1949. And the book that made me laugh out loud was I Can't Make This Up, which is author Neil Strauss about Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Sometimes
we
all need
a good laugh. Yes, I love your book list. So, guys, we told you, we already gave you the warning. You already know to go get your notepads and pens. So I'll just help you out with the cliff notes. If you want a good laugh, Neil Strauss. And then you mentioned if you want to challenge The Devil in the Grove. That sounded very exciting. I think I want to pick
that
one up.
Yeah, that was a challenging book. It was difficult to read because of the time in history. And it was the defense where Thurgood Marshall and the NAACP representing four black men. And it's, you know, nonfiction, so it's a true story. And so, yeah, but I try to keep my book list kind of broad.
Yes, and then Across That Bridge by John Lewis.
Yes.
Thank you for that great book suggestion. And The Cells Are a New Cure. I love the fact that you
are
doing
your
research.
Cells Are the New Cure. It's about stem cell treatment. Cells Are the New Cure, and that's by Sanjay Gupta. So that'll be, you know, the next read that I'll be, you know, them just starting. So
Hey, I think you have somebody leading our book club under the education committee. You know, I'm a little. I put my Little Miss Anne hat on and give you a job in NABWIC. Keep us all enlightened. Keep us all growing and glowing, as one of our NABWIC members loves to say. Hey, Miss Dr. Valandra Foster, it has been a great pleasure having you on NABWIC Talks as our special guest, and we, the whole NABWIC world, we cannot wait to see you at our NABWIC National Billion Dollar Luncheon and Transportation Opportunities.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, ma'am. I know that we have Jackie Perry of JP and Associates in the studio, and also Ursula Oldham of Sula 2. So I'm going to bring both of you guys in. If you want to say a couple of remarks to our distinguished guests, I won't hog her up all to myself this morning before we wrap up NABWIC Talks.
Good morning, Jada. This is Jackie Perry from Northeast Florida, and I am so excited today, and I would not have missed this conversation with Dr. Valandra Foster for the world. So want to just say once again, Dr. Foster, how excited we are to have you for the well-deserved honor of being NABWIC's Billion Dollar Luncheon Woman in the Spotlight. I want to join with Jada in congratulating you on that honor. It is so well-deserved, and we want to just thank you for everything that you do for our business community, your local community, whether it was in Detroit, Michigan, you know, North Carolina. But we're excited about what's going to happen in North Carolina. This is just going to be the catalyst that's coming, kicking off at the reception and the luncheon and having our meeting there. But it's the start of something great. So I'm glad that you are there to help us lead the charge in being supportive and helping the women that are there looking to grow their business and be a force for good there in their community.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much.
This is Ursula. I just want to say ditto and congratulations to you. And I know that you have a busy schedule ahead of you, so I just want to congratulate you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for having me. I'd love to come back at another time also.
Yes, indeed, Doc. We will definitely invite you back to NABWIC Talks to get part two. You have so much going on. And as one of our newest members, you also, as part of your members' package, as part of your members' benefits, if you are one of our newest members and you don't know, you are entitled to get your own NABWIC Talks new member show. So you will definitely be back. We will definitely get with your coordinators and schedule that out. But for today's show, Dr. Valandra Foster, NABWIC's Woman in the Spotlight, would you like to share any closing remarks? And also, how can our listeners, your new potential clients and sisters in NABWIC, get in contact with you?
Oh, yes, I'd just like to share, always have goals and objectives that you'd like to achieve, no matter how long you're in business. One of my goals is to, at some point, provide owner's representative and construction management services for high-end residential construction projects. Look at things that you're passionate about, things that you love to do, and then your business and your professional life will always be successful. I can be reached at BBF@BBFosterConsulting. Again, it's BBF@BBFosterConsulting.com. My website is BBFosterConsulting.com. Pretty easy, BBFosterConsulting.com. And I truly appreciate you having me and recognizing me as Woman in the Spotlight. I truly appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so much. We love you here in NABWIC, Dr. Valandra Foster. Listen, NABWIC listeners, you can always, if you would love to advertise on NABWIC, don't be shy. Send in your audio commercial, and or we will help you create the content for your commercial. So, yes, advertise on NABWIC Talks, share your business, your thoughts, your goals, and or books come on and schedule a time for your interview. If you are interested, please reach out to marketing@nabwic.org. Again, that is marketing@nabwic.org, or just hit us up. That is Jackie Perry and Jada Williams, Ursula Odom, and the Master Builder herself, Ann McNeil. Listen, this has been another absolutely amazing NABWIC Talks. Thank you for joining us and listening in. Until next week on NABWIC Talks at 8:30 a.m.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.